The European Union has eased an oil embargo against foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. This after the so-called Friends of Syria conference decided to mull the lifting of a ban on arms supply to the militants. Russia has opposed the move, calling it illegal. The surviving Boston bombing suspect has been charged with using a weapon of mass destruction. Hospitalized Johar Tsarnaev faces the death penalty if convicted. His brother Tamerlan was killed during a car chase with police. Their father says his sons are innocent and were set up by the FBI. The U.S. and Israel have signed an arms deal worth $10 billion. Under the agreement, Israel will buy various new weapons, including missiles and advanced radar systems for fighter planes. The deal was reached during U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel's visit to Israel. In Syria, insurgents have kidnapped two bishops in the northern province of Aleppo. Syrian media say the Orthodox archbishops of Aleppo were abducted by militants while on a humanitarian mission. In another development, several people were injured after a car bomb hit a town near the capital, Damascus. Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency are planning to restart talks over Tehran's nuclear energy program. The IAEA says discussions are underway between the two sides for a possible date for the meeting. Iran and the IAEA have already met for 9 rounds of talks since late 2011. Japan says its Coast Guard has detected 3 Chinese ships near a disputed chain of islands. Japan says the surveillance ships shortly sailed in the territorial waters. Tokyo and Beijing have long been competing over the sovereignty of the uninhabited islands known as the Aoyu in China and Senkaku in Japan. In Canada, officials say 2 foreign nationals have been arrested in connection with what federal police calls an Al-Qaeda-linked plot to derail a passenger train in the Toronto area. Charges are already filed against the 2 suspects, although very few details about the plot have been revealed. Italy's President Giorgio Napolitano has announced a rapid round of consultations with the country's political leaders. The talks are aimed at choosing a prime minister after 2 months of post-electoral stalemate. Italian lawmakers handed Napolitano an unprecedented second term as president after failing to find him a successor.